This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, here's what happens when you take an economist and give him access to a trove of political polling data on just who tends to support Republican Donald Trump for president. Jonathan Rothwell is senior economist at Gallup, the venerable public opinion research firm. He joined us from Marketplace's Washington Bureau. Mr. Rothwell, good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So Donald Trump, of course, talks a lot about trade, that Americans are suffering economically due to globalization, which, of course, produces winners and losers. But when it comes to Trump's supporters and trade, what did you find?
That his supporters are not especially exposed to competition from trade.
That's an irony right there.
Indeed, it surprised me. I expected it to go the other way for the reason you mentioned. It's certainly been a huge theme of his campaign. And polling data suggests that Trump supporters have more oppositional views on trade deals, much more likely to oppose them than even other Republicans. So it struck me that a very reasonable hypothesis would be that they live in areas that have seen larger declines in manufacturing jobs, more exposure to competition with China. It turns out that that's not the case.
Is it because of the types of jobs that many Donald Trump supporters have, or is it connected to, I don't know, income?
Well, they are more likely to work in blue-collar occupations generally, and that includes production jobs that would certainly be likely to be in the manufacturing sector. They're also more likely, at least among male Trump supporters, to work in jobs like construction, installation, maintenance, repair, and transportation. None of those are really exposed to trade competition. So I think that's part of it. Another important consideration is that it seems that many people living in the more manufacturing areas or areas that are more exposed to trade competition gravitate towards unions, which tend to be more liberal. And in general have seemed to drifted toward the Democratic Party, which historically has been the party that has been most skeptical of free trade.
That's so interesting. Here I am scraping for economic determinants here for voting behavior. And you're not helping, Mr. Rothwell. I mean, did you look at other measures, maybe like debt levels or access to credit or anything like that?
No, I do want to explore that in a revision to the paper and also look at housing market trends as a proxy for changes in wealth. One hypothesis could be that Trump supporters say they're more economically anxious, and one reason for that is that their housing value of their homes may have declined more rapidly than in other parts of the country. That's generally not related to trade. But, I mean, the bottom line is there are many economic forces besides globalization that are bearing down on people's lives. It certainly could be the case that Trump supporters are experiencing serious economic stress. Indeed, I find that despite the fact that they have somewhat higher incomes than the average American, they live in areas that have lower health measured by white middle-aged mortality. So white middle-aged mortality is higher. Other indicators of health at the local area level also suggest that health is a bit lower in those areas. I also find that intergenerational mobility, which compares the incomes of parents to the incomes of their grown children, is lower in the communities of Trump supporters.
I mean, the slogan of Donald Trump's campaign, Make America Great Again, implies his supporters worry about the future. Maybe they're worried about the future that their children will have.
I think that's a real possibility. They tend to be older, over the age of 40 is sort of a strong predictor for Trump support among whites. And that would suggest to me that their children are likely to be of age where they would be finishing college or have already finished college and started their careers and maybe struggling, as many young millennials are right now, with student loans and finding jobs that pay as well as they would have expected. It could just be that one explanation here is that the types of communities that Trump supporters live in tend to be particularly unhospitable to the upward mobility of millennials.
Blue-collar towns, in some cases.
Well, that's right. I do find that they live in local areas that have much fewer college-educated workers, and so that suggests that the structure of the economy is probably much less oriented toward the professional jobs and industries that have been experiencing the most growth over the last 20 years.
And so I understand the income part of this. Donald Trump supporters make a little more than many Hillary supporters, or what can we say about income levels?
Well, they're sort of in the middle of the distribution. So if you compare them to the average American, they earn a little bit more. If you compare them to the average white American, they earn a little bit less. And if you sort of plot out the distribution of their income, you see that they're less concentrated among the very poor and the very rich. And so they're in, as I said, disproportionately blue-collar occupations, but occupations that pay fairly well. More skilled blue-collar occupations, which would include jobs in healthcare, maybe nursing, but also construction, installation, maintenance, repair, and transportation that pay much better than, say, the low-skill service jobs working in restaurants and retail.
So you're an economist, right?
Right.
So do you still believe, having looked at the data, that economics drives so much of our political behavior? It seems like the Donald Trump phenomenon is more complicated than that.
I think it is more complicated. One can't draw a straight line from one's economic circumstances to one's political preferences. And that's something that political scientists have argued for a very long time. I don't try to make a distinction between what's cultural and what's economic. And certainly one can make a case here that economic stress is a major force motivating Trump supporters. They're more likely to report that they're economically anxious on a variety of indicators. But it may just be that you need more subtle measures of economic conditions than what you see in employment data or income data.
I also understand that you saw in the data some interesting information about diversity of the communities in which Trump supporters live.
That's right. I looked at this in a couple of ways. One is the percentage of white residents living in the zip code of Trump supporters. And I found that they're much more likely to live in racially isolated zip codes, which is can be used as a proxy for neighborhoods. And that lack of diversity in their zip code stands out and is in contrast to the level of diversity in their metropolitan area and is certainly much less diverse than the average zip code in the United States. The other way I looked at exposure to other racial groups, it was to focus on distance to the Mexican border, because Trump has talked very openly about his plan to build a wall with Mexico and has spoken very critically about immigration from Latin America and Mexico. It may very well be the case that his supporters feel threatened by immigration from that part of the world, maybe feel that their jobs are in jeopardy or their wages are lower as a result of it. But in any case, I find that they live in metropolitan areas that are among the least exposed to Latin American immigration, and they live in areas that are farther from the Mexican border than places that tend to have less Trump support.
Yeah, so the hypothesis was maybe the closer to the border, the more Trump supporters. But you found that the areas of higher concentration of Trump supporters exist away from the border or away from places where one might be exposed to people who came across the border.
Right. As you move further from the Mexican border, I find that the probability of being a Trump supporter decreases.
There's yet another irony there. Jonathan Rothwell, a senior economist at Gallup. Mr. Rothwell, thank you.
My pleasure.
Rothwell also found that support for Trump ran higher in locations that were less diverse, where white voters were less likely to interact with non-whites or immigrants. Gallup plans to keep analyzing the data to see if Trump support correlates in any way with stress about, say, credit or housing. A link to the current research is now at marketplace.org.